And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. Rock Cod Rick saw on his way to paradise over in Kauai, having a little vacation with his baby and his lovely wife, and enjoying the new year over there in paradise. But Corey Sandin's here with me, and boy, do we have a great show for you today. Fresh off the water, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. Well, he's not on the water, but he's here in the studio, in the world headquarters. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you, or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores, where the future is for everyone.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on this New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve.
For sure. Great to have you, Corey. Yeah. After that robust Christmas spectacular last Christmas. That was fun. Yeah, that was fun, and a lot of good times there.
I have to give you some kudos, too, for the show you played on Christmas Day.
Our highlight show?
Yeah, you really put a lot of work into that. It was fun to listen to Jack Nielsen and Chris Randall.
Yeah,
and
all the different old guys
that aren't
in the business or even aren't around. And we have another one tomorrow, another recorded show we'll talk about in a little bit. But good morning, Captain Tim Ekstrom.
Morning.
Hey, great to have you. You're just almost watching your boat pull into the harbor right now, right?
Yeah, soon coming, 8:30 or so.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of busy landing down there. Royal Polaris just unloaded. Shogun just backed in.
Yeah, it's rocking.
Some good ones.
This is like looking over there right now and watching the boats getting offloaded. it's, talk about a blast from the past. It's like watching boats come in from 16-day trips, you know, back in the 80s or the 90s, you know, with all the tails stacked up. Just yet another example of how unbelievable the common has become.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, guys go out 5-day trip in December, and this trip in particular, I go off on my storytelling here, but the first trip I ever ran on a long range boat was Royal Polaris. I was 21. It was the Christmas special. It was, you know, December 26th through January 31st, and that trip, it's kind of a potluck trip. You know what I mean? Maybe you go down the coast, get some yellowtail. If the water's still warm, maybe you get a few tuna down there on the beach, you know, the area we call it, yeah. San Pablo or whatever. But the prospect of winding up with 40 bluefin from, you know, 180 to 250 pounds.
What? Yeah. Is that what really happened?
Yeah. More than that. I mean, I know these guys that got down there, I think that's about what they ended up with.
That was on a 5-day trip.
Right. They ended up with 50, 60 bluefin over the course of 2 days and two nights in that 180 to 250 range. One of the guys got a 300-pounder. I mean, it's just
a 300-pounder.
Just incredible. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, these guys are offloading, again, 50 fish, you know, yeah. 180 to 250.
Yeah. And that was, would have been back in the day when you used to go down to Clarion and all the islands south, a 16, 18-day trip. That would have been an epic trip for 18 days, right?
Are you
right?
Kidding me? It would have been like, you know, the brass band, you know, media,
yeah.
News helicopter, you know, live at 10.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. It's ridiculous.
It is funny. I remember, calls 20 years ago to Let's Talk Hookup from the boats. You'd call and say, yeah, we've got 3 over 200, man. We're having a great trip. And it's
yeah.
Like, nowadays, it's like, well, man, what's wrong with you? 3 over 200? What's up?
I'm telling you. It's surreal. The common has become what is just, you know, inconceivable in whatever, 10, 15, 30 years ago. You know, think about that. How fortunate are we to be
incredible
to be part of this cycle, just, you know, just to see this, to live this. And as an angler, what an unbelievable opportunity to go out there and access the best fishing, hands down, the world has to offer. There's nothing that can compare, you know, anywhere on a consistent basis. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then to return, I know we go off on this all the time on the show, but to return with the quality of that product.
It's crazy.
I mean, seriously, like,
Corey and I were just commenting on that.
I'm stumbling on words because it was such an incredible piece of fish that we had, you know, Frank
shared some fish with us.
For Christmas, man. Let me tell you, that... It was from the top loin, and there was an inch and a half of, like, toro, like belly fat on the loin, and just hands down one of the best pieces that I've ever had.
Yeah, and then you were talking about how you gave a piece to a chef, and he said he's never seen anything like it.
Yes, that was the finest piece of fish he'd ever held in his hand.
Yeah.
And that was off the boat, you know, a 90-pounder off the boat that during that trip, you know, was one of those ones that was out there west in Tanner Bay. I ate the same fish, and I couldn't even begin to say it's the best ever, because it's like every day is the best ever. Yeah. It's just so unbelievable.
But you said it's maybe due to some colder water. They're maybe eating squid.
I find that the bluefin, when we catch them in colder water, they've got a higher fat content, and they're definitely, you know, they seem to well, there's multiple factors, but certainly catching them in cold water is better. As far as the fish getting burned when you're hauling them in, you know, it does make a difference.
Do they bite the same in this colder water as they do when it's 70 degrees?
That's another thing that I find with bluefin. They actually give it, they seem to have a little more oomph when the water's colder.
Oh,
really? You get more bangs your buck out of them.
Yeah.
Especially those bigger ones.
Really?
Yeah. This year, I'll tell you what, speaking of that, this year, and all of my colleagues will agree, for whatever reason, especially early, these were the meanest bastards I've ever seen. I don't know what got into them this year, but it was a different program. I'm not kidding you. Just wild antics close to the boat.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that they only
shaking
take 30 yards of line. And I mean, under the boat, off the bow, under this, in the wheels, back under the boat. You know, I just constant on the move, just angry, mean ones that come up and they're, you know, in the lights and it's their backs are like almost, they almost have a greenish tint to them.
Yeah.
You know, that greenish blue, you know, it's a powder blue, greenish powder. When they're green, oh boy.
Watch out, huh?
The kind that come up and they're straight on their back and their head shaking, you know, they might do a swim by that. You could gaff them, but it's like, no.
No, yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that. Like, yeah, that's not going to end well. You know? It's going to be for sure a lost gaff, broken gaff, and a fish that you just thought he was pissed before. Because once you gaff him, and he takes off.
Really pissed now.
Yeah, and he knows what's waiting up there.
Yeah, wow.
But I don't know what it is. Now, I'm telling you, this year in particular, they were souped up, especially early, the ones that we were catching in May and June. Devil fish.
Really? Now, did you find nighttime, daytime to be meaner? And
What you see at night, and you know, it certainly adds to the excitement of the night fishing, is it's very common for them to not take very much line. Mm-hmm. You know, and you get these battles, these protracted battles that are within 30 yards of the boat the whole time. Yeah. So.
Wow.
You know, and it goes on for a half an hour. That's what I was saying. I mean, they're just angry and just wild as hell, you know, shaking their head, jerking back and forth.
Yeah.
And you can imagine the hook to loss ratio really, really increases because, sure. I mean, they're just, it's so wild. It's just crazy. You know, now multiply that when you got four or five of them hooked and everybody's on their toes. You really got to earn it.
Holy God.
Thing that we really like about the fishing with the, you know, either the flat falls, the night jig, the sinkers, you know, those things are just festooned with hooks or things, shit hanging off them everywhere. So a lot of times they'll inhale it. And I mean, that thing does some serious damage. You know, it gets in there, rips one of their gills open, and that puts an end to
them. That puts a hurt to them.
Yeah,
or hopefully pin their mouth shut.
Yeah, I've seen that one too.
Yeah,
that happened a few times.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Well, oh, really? What happens when they pin the mouth shut?
I'll go back to you know, a long, long time ago when I was a crew member on Royal Polaris, and I happened twice. With a treble hook on a surface jig, a 7X Salus on the 10-footer, I got a fish at Clipperton that had to be 190 pounds, maybe bigger. We didn't weigh; it was giant. And I got one at I remember Laos Rocks, like a 170-pounder, wound it in 5 minutes. All three hooks were right. Its lip, it couldn't breathe.
It couldn't breathe.
Its mouth was pinched.
No water coming through.
Done.
Yeah.
Done.
Wow.
Yeah. Had a little bit of a struggle.
So it just drowned.
Yeah, drowned it. That was it.
Wow.
Drowned it straight up and down. It came up like, oh my God.
Look at that.
Look at the stickles on that thing. I had a picture of Brian, actually. Kirohara has a picture of that one somewhere. It's just enormous fish, you know, with the classic, you know, huck fin, the long rod, stand there.
I couldn't imagine. Long rod, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the 10-footer.
Yeah. That's cool. So, obviously, it seems that this fishing is going to continue.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I mean, the pattern is identical to what it's been the last, I'm good, you know, 5, 6, 8 years now, where that big fish, you know, it pushes up the coast in the spring and the summer. Even as high, you know, it gets up there in the fall,
way
up there off Santa Cruz and San Francisco. I mean, that fish was up there, and then it just spins around and works its way back down and seems to do another sweep by, you know, us here local, and then camps out somewhere down in, you know, above Benitas Island and just that general area, seems to camp out there for, you know, whatever, a couple of months, 2-3 months, and then turns around and starts coming back up again. We saw a sign of fish. Us and our colleagues going up and down on these trips from basically Tanner Bank all the way to where it is now. And they're starting to everywhere in between.
Wow.
You know, like if a guy puts in a day in calm weather and the right water condition, there's no doubt in my mind you're going to see bluefin along that stretch.
Along that stretch.
At any given time right now.
Wow.
And it's a different size classes too. It's like, oh, these are the 40-pounders. These are the 120s. You know, these are the giant ones down below. And it all gets mixed in. So this fish is here. It's camped out.
And the Royal Star was just on a 3-day trip.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you can do a 3-day, a 5-day, day and a half.
Exactly.
If stuff stays west.
Yeah. And I was talking to you guys about the fact that we had a big maintenance project that is on hold now. And it's actually opened a window. We planned on being down all of January, February, March, you know, making a big installation. But now we've got that on hold. And that opens the door for us I fully intended to keep running trips in January, put in some 2 days on a weekend, day and a half, just
sure.
Tailor it to whatever's available out here. Weather dependent, of course.
Especially if we have weather like we've had this past week where it's just grease calling.
Right, exactly. Yeah, and I was going to put one on next weekend, but game ended out in front. It looks like we got the storm. Yeah, the storm window is wide open right now.
Yeah, but actually it's interesting. You look at the wind on Windy, there's like maybe a day and a half of wind or a day of wind, but the rest of the time there's no wind.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
So hopefully it'll not change things too much.
Yeah, I don't think it will. I don't. It just, you know, we're going to, fortunately, there's some guys that are still coming and going, so we'll have an opportunity to keep our finger on the pulse,
oh,
so to speak.
So, you know, everybody reflects on the last day of the year, right? 2022. If you have to reflect on the best trip of 2022, on the Royal Star, do you have one in mind?
That's a tough one because, you know,
there were a lot of good ones.
Yeah, and every trip is so different in how it, like, to me, I always say the best trip in my mind is a trip that you know, I call it the big three. You know, it's quantity, of course, sufficient quantity to satisfy, quality, and then variety. And both variety in species that you're targeting and catching, as well as your destinations. I think that really mm-hmm. adds to a trip. So that criteria was certainly met on a number of voyages. The other thing is, you know, it's entirely subjective. I have been on trips. I'm not kidding you. I've been on trips, and the dynamic has changed. We've talked about that. But I've been on trips where we don't necessarily catch all that much as far as quantity
right.
goes, but it's more than enough to satisfy, and it's a great trip. Like, everybody has a great time. You know, that's really the measure
of success.
Great
weather.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, it's beautiful, and, you know, like, we catch some fish here and there, and everybody just, you know, it's the word simpatico, you know, everybody gets along good. It's just a good time. It's a really successfully run trip. You guys know I'm big on professionalism. I mean, that's what
absolutely.
That's the foundation of everything as far as I'm concerned, how we run our operation. And if it's a professionally run trip, you know, the galley, you know, the guys put out epic meals and everybody has a good time. We catch some fish, or, you know, even if we don't catch that much, if we come back and everybody's had a good time, they feel like they got a hell of a value for the investment they
sure.
made in the trip, that's a success to me.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to say one trip, it's like, oh, well, that trip had 20 over 200, that was a better trip than the trip before that had, you know, a well full of, you know, 80 to 90 pounders. Was that a better trip, the 200 pounders?
Hard to say. So, okay, let's post it this way. If you had to pick a time period this year when it was like, man, I want to see that again, can you pick one of those out?
God, man.
Is it April, May, June,
well, I mean,
July,
this,
August?
There were
so many good months.
That's right. It's like, again, putting me on the spot. I told, you know, I think the last time we talked, I was marveling at how much good fishing there was. I mean, from Cabo San Lucas all the way to you know, Tanner Bank.
Yeah.
At the same time, I personally have this is the best year of fishing opportunities that I've ever seen or that I recall.
Yeah.
I mean, everywhere had fish. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Even close. Like, Corey, we experienced that on my boat. I mean, catching fish like 9, 10, 11 miles from Point Loma. I mean, beautiful grade bluefin and yellowfin and Dorado and everything.
The variety.
Like amazing.
The variety was stunning. You know, and it made this a great year for building these trips on the criteria that I just said. You know, you catch your bluefin. Okay, we got enough of those. Let's go catch some yellowtail. Let's go to the coast.
Right.
Let's do a little fun fishing for it.
We have
had such a successful trip that we've got a day to burn. Let's go try to catch a halibut on the coast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let's go do something like that.
That was the thing. And, you know, the Dorado got such notoriety, especially up like in Dana Point and that area, stuff like that. But the yellowtail fishing this year was just
unreal.
Yeah.
And a lot of good-sized fish.
Right,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah. The quality of that yellowtail on kelps out to the west, beginning in, what was that? It was like roughly July, late June, July, when that fish showed up in mass. And I mean, it was like fishing at Cedars or Benitas, or 20 to 25 pound yellowtail on kelps. Like, really? And a lot of them. I mean, the number of kelps were, you know, guys roll in there and get 100 fish off of them was just, I mean, that was, And it went on for weeks on end. Just incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
And if you go to, you know, if you're on an 8-day trip or a longer trip or, you know, a 7-day, going down the coast, oh, there's yellowtail all along the beach. There's Dorado everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Like, you know, kelps, anything floating for, you know, along a 700-mile stretch, it's going to have Dorado on it. It's no matter what size they're going to be.
Just and cycle, right?
Yeah.
It was just the
and
cycle.
And yellowfin tuna on the ridge, the yellowfin fishing was great. You had to... You had to weed through and find the biggest of them because the place was just inundated with smaller fish, which is great. I mean, that bodes well for, you know, next year and beyond. The more small fish there are, the merrier.
Right. It's just nice to see, right?
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. It's just so, you know, it's so encouraging to see the ocean that we fish in at this level of productivity. It's just incredible.
And
it's
the amount of faith that we see.
It's a healthy ecosystem, and to me, it suggests that there's been some really effective fisheries management. You know, hats off to conservation because it works. It absolutely does.
Yeah,
and you know, we're certainly doing our part, but you know, we fast forward into the future. Hey, this is exactly what we hope for. We hope for a healthy ocean. We hope to be able to you know, pass on our love and respect for the ocean to future generations, and it's being done right now.
Right. Something that Mark Wish last week and I talked about, or we talked about, was the amount of anchovy around, right?
Like,
but is it common to see it up in schools like that offshore? I mean, it just seems like, I remember the bait boat days, right? And as soon as you get the offshore stuff, that stuff would disappear offshore and end up on the beach like overnight.
Yeah. It's not uncommon from what we see, you know, way out to the west.
Right.
We've had years when, you probably remember those years, especially albacore fishing where, you know, you get the whales in there, the whole nine yards, and that's all anchovy fish and up north. So I don't know if I saw anything unusual in the fact that anchovy was there.
But just the biomass of it.
The mass of it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Think of those. So how about all of that fish that was west of Clemente and when it got up, you know, south of Santa Barbara Island and, you know, between Catalina and Clemente, there was just, you know, there was like a 60-square-mile area where I can't even fathom how much bait there had been in there. And every day for weeks on end, there's just gigantic foamers, enormous, you know, these bluefin just gorging themselves on these, you know, poor anchovies. But it was like they never even dented it. You'd never, there had to be, I'm not kidding, there had to be 10,000 tons, probably more of bluefin in that zone. And just every day they're just mowing those anchovies down. So if there was that much of that bluefin, think of how much anchovy there had to be. I mean, 20 times more anchovy.
Exactly. You imagine? Yeah.
I mean, they're eating that much, you know, three times a day. They're just mopping it up, and it never dented it. Never did.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. A lot to talk about with Captain Tim Exum from the Royal Star. Yeah, a lot to talk about, Pete. I mean, it's just a fun show, and always a fun show.
Yeah.
And being the last day of 2022, just... Like
crazy,
said,
huh?
Yeah, man. God, 2023 is already here, man. If you haven't got your Bill Varney calendar yet,
time to flip the page.
It is, exactly. In fact, we're giving away one today. One lucky caller, one lucky texter.
Or texter,
yes, thank you. We've actually got a nice package put together. You want to give us a call, 213-432-1090. That's the telephone number here to Let's Talk Hookup. We do have an open line right now. One open line. It's yours right now. Or you can text us via the app, and the app is the only way to text us. Free, easy download. It's, in fact, the way, if you didn't listen to the Christmas show that Pete put together, it's very worthy. It's fun to listen to, and all the archives from 10, 12 years ago, just really neat hearing Jack Nielsen's voice and going through it that way. So download the app, text us that way, or again, give us a call, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number, one line open. Like I said, it's yours right now. We're giving away a really cool prize. We're giving away a $75 gift card to your choice. And that's your choice to Dana Landing, East County Bait and Tackle, or to Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. So $75 there. And a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Reels, man. Like, if that couldn't be used by all the fishy talk we're talking about, plus bluefin and stuff. And the third thing on ducket here is a 2023
Bill Barney CCA calendars. So that'll be yours. Give us a call again here at Let's Talk Hookup, 213-432-1090, or text us via the app. We're going to be right back with more Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star. When we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better. Then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar size kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. The all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show is March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Tackle, fishing resorts, fishing boats, and amazing seminars. March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the last day of 2022. How about that, right?
Now, so tomorrow, I want to remind you that tomorrow will be a recorded show. Corey and I will not be here, so no phone calls, no texts, but we will have a great show on from 7 to 9 a.m. Tomorrow's show, New Year's Day show, features Marty Milner and Bongo Joe Berrien.
Wow.
Which, at the start, yeah. So this was a show from...
That's going back.
Yeah, it was a while ago. And
20 years
really,
ago?
Really fun. Two of my favorite people there, Bongo Joe and Marty. It was so cool listening to them. That show is actually available on the Classic Archives on the Let's Talk Hookup app every day. So you can actually hear that whole show. But I just took an excerpt from the beginning of that show. Then I have then it goes into Steve Lasley, Captain Steve Lasley, one of the times that he was on the show talking about just, I think it was just after they won the $4 million in the Bisbee and stuff like that. I was
crazy
talking about that. Then we have Captain Buzz. Captain Buzz Brisendine's on there too. When he was running the Prowler, right? Way back when. And, Captain Ron Baker, Captain Ron, who is always a character.
Yeah,
he is a character, I can tell you that, and we all know that. And then Tony Reyes Jr., And Eric Miller from the Longfin. So that's a fun one. Dr. Larry Allen, the scientific fisherman. Captain Jimmy Kingsmill, he was talking about fishing in the Bad Company boat with Lasley. And then also binoculars, talking about Fraser Bulbs and how they changed everything with that. And then it wraps up with Kevin Kelly, our friend from West Coast Marine, who's no longer with us, talking about Parker boats and all that stuff.
Left us in 2022.
He left us this past year. So figured a fitting end of that show. So that'll be tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Again, no phone calls, no texts. It's a recorded show. It'll be available on the Let's Talk Hookup app immediately after that show. Adam set it up so it posts right after that. So if you don't... You have a little big night tonight or something like that, and you don't want to get up at 7. You can hear it at 9 o'clock on the app. So go ahead and check it out. But I'll tell you what, people want to talk to Captain Tim. Phones are packed, and also it's really fantastic. So let's go ahead and jump into it.
Let's do it. And how about Craig? Craig home from Vista. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us on this last day of 2022, Craig.
Good morning, and Happy New Year to you guys. Tim, I got a question for you, and I got a statement for you. What's your best prognostication about our Iser Line trip in August going down to the loop again? Are we going to be open for that, or are we going to be fishing local? And the statement is, if you want to make it down to my place in Colonnette, you're going to have to do it this summer because we're closing up shop the end of September. So I will await your answers.
You know, as far as the Guadalupe thing, it's still up in the air. I mean, I know that the powers that be down in especially in CONAP, they're working hard to keep it closed.
Are they really?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And for what?
They want to they want poaching? Make it a reserve. You know, I'm just gonna. As an example, they want to close and make it like the Galapagos. You know, what I mean, they want to close all access and all, you know, other than eco tourism. You know, going down there.
Galapagos aren't closed.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like nothing extracted.
Yeah, yeah.
So, are they still commercial fishing lobster, abalone?
Yeah,
I mean,
and they will be able to. You know, artisanal fishing. You know, there's carve outs.
Artisanal fishing.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So, but no nets. They won't be able to use any nets. Any, you know, that. So the there's some pretty determined forces to keep it closed. It's just a matter of whether the government in Mexico chooses to, you know, favor some businesses down there that have, I believe, proven that we don't harm the environment, don't do damage to the surrounding area.
And that includes the shark boats. They won't allow the shark boats
in
there.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's
so
exactly right.
It denies everybody this opportunity to not only take advantage and enjoy a beautiful place and a beautiful resource, but also enjoy nature too.
Exactly.
It's just wrong.
Yeah, I can't agree more. I think it's been proven in many places that you can do both successfully.
Yes.
You know,
So, and it's such a remote place that you're just not going to do any damage.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying it doesn't look good.
You know, I'm saying right now it's up in the air. I don't want to throw a cloud over it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know, but I know that, you know, again, there's some very determined forces down there, people, you know, agencies, NGOs that want that place closed.
Yeah, but here's the other problem. Mexico, cash-strapped world down there, this is represents millions and millions of dollars of income for a place that really needs some help.
It was stunning to me. It was stunning to all of us when Mexico came up with the law that you know required us to pay the basically $75 a day per person. It was,
huge
access. We figured, you know, it's a significant sum of money, like you said, in total, you know, millions of dollars by year end, and we figured that would be a really good show of good faith on part of all of the businesses that have access there that the anglers, the divers, everyone's willing to contribute. They're willing to pony up and make sure that the place is protected properly and provides a good revenue source. We figured that would put the businesses on a much better foundation.
Yes.
It didn't.
Wow.
Which is just stunning to all
of us. It's like,
for the
huh?
reason you said, I mean, between the shark boats and the sport fishing boats, you're talking
millions
in revenue to the government. Millions. And the other the businesses in Ensenada Harbor that were benefiting,
right.
the harbors, the marina, the agents.
Yes.
You know, all of
all those people.
All of the business that was taking place down there, it really totaled a lot.
Yeah.
So you know, we're obviously hopeful that that's the argument that's being made. We're hoping that would
better minds prevail. Shall we say?
Well, yeah, you know, some minds that accept the reality of it, that we don't have a significant impact on the place, and that it's an incredible revenue source for Mexico and the people of Ensenada. We're hoping that argument is compelling enough that access is provided
and
for
really,
the foreseeable future.
Tim, if we paint the worst case scenario, we paint the picture of Guadalupe, you know, not granted access and that whole thing. Is it such a bad thing with the bluefin around? I mean, thank goodness this bluefin's here, right?
I completely agree. And look, we didn't have access there in 2020 because of the whole COVID nightmare. And it was one of the most incredible years of fishing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
We didn't have access this year. What did I just get done saying? I mean, this is the most incredible year I've ever seen as far as productivity along the coast. So
we can live without it, is what you're saying.
Absolutely,
but
100%.
Would we like to have the opportunity? Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
And the opportunity for the people of Mexico to reap those resources.
100%.
To reap the benefits from us.
I think it's one of those things. It's like adding an arrow to your quiver that's just invaluable. I mean,
right.
I have talked up the benefits of fishing at that island. It really is the most incredible
fishing destination. Yeah.
It's beyond special.
Yeah.
It's very distinct. Yeah.
And not only that, the shark trips. I went on, when the searcher was running shark trips, I did one of those 5-day shark trips. Unbelievable opportunity. It was just such a cool thing to be close and up personal with this amazing creature in the ocean, and it gained me a lot of knowledge and respect for that creature in the ocean. And I think that has done so much to further the cause for protecting those creatures too.
I completely agree.
And also the people on the boats get to see those magnificent creatures, you know, whether it be eating your tuna or whatever. I mean, still you gain this incredible respect, and it helps for the future of that species.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So let's hope Mexico wises up a little bit.
I hope that the cooler minds prevail the benefits far of having boats out there and tourism, ecotourism generating some significant revenue for the government.
Yes.
We hope that will compel them to include
to do the right thing.
Include
both
shark diving and sport fishing as far as the access goes, the island.
For sure.
Our fingers are crossed.
Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and find out what's biting in the Baja.
Yeah, our cast man. We got him going here, and it's brought to you by Gamakatsu Hooks. It's not just the hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. It's the finest split rings, solid rings, are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for a quality swivel, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. See your local dealer or check Gamakatsu.com. And
good morning, Castman.
Yeah, Castman.
Hey, feliz año nuevo and happy new year.
Same back to you.
Hey, I got a email from our good friend Patrick G. Him and his wife are down in Loreto, between trying to get out and fish for yellowtail this time of year because of those north winds that blow, they were able to get out one day and went up to San Bruno, and I'll tell you, he had about 8 yellowtail that he caught, and I think the biggest was around 20, but he had a couple that just kept rocking them. He could not get them turned. He's having a really good time down there. He was going to try to get out again today. But, you know, with these doggone storms that are coming down the Pacific coast there toward California, San Diego, and that went further south, that's when those north winds generate and still prevents a lot of that good fishing that goes on in the Sea of Cortez there. But they're doing well when they get out. There's plenty of yellowtail to be caught there, and along with Cabrilla and some grouper. But down in San Jose del Cabo there, Baja Bob Lewis from La Playita texted me that good week again. It's still an incredible Dorado bite. I mean, to me, it's probably one of the better Dorado bites that I can remember in all the years I've been fishing Baja. And it's not only just in southern Baja, but as you're starting in Ronald Reddo and then moving all the way down, you know, Tatapaz and into San Jose del Cabo, there's just still a lot of Dorado. It's amazing. I don't know what the heck happened, but man, I'll tell you, they're doing really well there. The tuna have been biting pretty well too at those banks there, San Luis, Vinarama, and the Iman banks there. Most of them are that 20 to 30 pound grade, which is a good grade, but they're also getting an occasional 60, 70 pounder there. And of course, striped marlin are now in the area from San Jose del Cabo, make the turn to Cabo, come up the coast of the Hyman Bank up there and the Golden Gate Bank. Plenty of striped marlin coming down from Mag Bay, their annual migration, and doing real well there. You know, you're talking about the Guadalupe Island and being shut down. I don't know if you've heard it, Pete, but Colombia, they've got a new government, and they're kind of a, you know, PETA liberal type guys, and they're going to put a ban on sport fishing, not only the freshwater, but the saltwater.
Oh, my.
In the country starting in May. And, of course, all the sport fishers and different private sport fishing industries down there. And the lodges are fighting it right now to see if they can get it reinstated. But it's just going to be crucial.
That's a lot of big business down there in Colombia, too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's very, very, very crucial to the sport fishing community down there.
It's craziness.
So, yeah, they say, you know, releasing the fish hurts them. And but I guess they'd rather see the fish dead. Than
so does growing coca down there, too, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people. But they allow that. They let that happen, right?
Oh, yeah.
Craziness.
Anyway,
hey, Castman. Castman, it sounds like good fishing in Loreto and Baja. If somebody wants to grab a spot going fishing, I always send them the Cast Tours. How do we find you?
800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And Corey, I'll see you in a little over 3 weeks, man. We're going to bang some bass down there at El Salto.
Dude, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, Castman. Happy New Year to you and the family, for sure.
And to you guys. Take care.
All right.
All right. And it's brought to you by, it's right here, focus your offshore fishing in the best areas by using Terrafin charts. Temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android. And just check Terrafin.com for more information.
There you go. Hey, some great calls coming through. You want to get through, there's a line open at 213-432-1090. That's 213-432-1090. Giving away that $75 gift card to Dana Landing, East County Bait and Tackle, Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, a $50 gift certificate to Cal's Custom Two Speeds, and the 2023 Bill Varney calendar. Great text coming through. Tons of text coming through. Yeah. And Dave from Anaheim says, just got my passport renewed and looking to do some Colonet trips just after the new year. Should I bring some big gear for tuna or stick with the lighter stuff for rockfish and yellows? It's a good question.
I'd bring both. Because it would surprise me more if there weren't bluefin available on those trips than if there were.
Yeah.
You know, there was already... Last week, the first wave of guys that went down there, they ran into good fish just west of Colonet there. Not very far.
That was right there,
30-40 miles west of Colonet. So, you know, I could certainly see a trip being a mix and match type.
Yeah. So bring it.
Yeah, bring both.
Yeah.
Sounds awfully nice. Hey, we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We'll be right back with Tim from the Royal Star when we return on Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And, you know, we're talking about bluefin, especially that stuff that's over 200 pounds, the beast, the Talica 50. Right, Tim?
That's the one.
Oh, boy. Amazing reel with the power that you need. And then also, you know, that Talica 2025, too. Unbelievable. Amazing reel, right?
I'm convinced it's the best all-around reel today for, you know, if somebody asked me which reel, if you had one reel to take on a long-range trip, Talica 20 would be it.
The Talica 20.
Talica 20.
Whether you're fishing at night or during the day?
Yeah, nighttime, daytime. It's so versatile. It's not too big that you can't fish yellowtail or a yo-yo jig or you know, even cast on the surface.
Absolutely.
But it's big enough that if you do tie into a big fish, you know, a 200-pounder, it has the torque, it has the guts, and it has the capacity to handle one of those also. It's an incredible reel.
And you've seen it time and time again on the Royal Star.
Endlessly.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, and that's the one I would take.
Yeah. So get it. The Talica 20 at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, anglers. AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're giving away a really cool thing, a $75 gift card to East County or to Dana Landing or Lemon Grow Bait and Tackle, a $50 gift card to Cal's Custom Reels, and a 2023 Bill Varney CCA
which will start tomorrow. We'll turn the page today, and Happy New Year to everybody out there. You want to get through, 213-432-1090. Our man Christian's standing by to take your phone calls, and then a pouring in of texts. Just really fantastic.
I have another great text here from it's from Keith, and he's says, my question for Tim is, do you think the Ikijimi wire is practical for long range boats during a wide open bite? So you guys basically invented the wire technique on the long range boats. I've seen it time and time again. Your guys
or just
running
the
wire up the spine
all the time.
Your thought?
Yeah.
Do you guys do it even in a wide open bite?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes another 5 seconds, or if you do it right. I know myself, going to get too gory here, but you know, like you spike the fish in the head, and if you spike in the right spot, you pull your spike out and run the wire right down the same hole. Nine times out of ten, I get it.
Because you guys get so good
at it. And every once in a while, like if the fish gets gaffed in the head, it gets, you know, kind of messes up the bone structure. You just do a little, you know, I call it scalping them. You know, you make one cut right above the eyes and then, you know, vertically. And then the other one, you come horizontally in front of it about an inch. It just cuts out a little wedge. And there it is right there, that neural canal. You can run right down there.
And so do you think, number one, does it make a difference?
Absolutely it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is a texture thing. I mean, look, is your average angler that goes on a long-range boat, are they going to know the difference between that fish and one that wasn't spiked? And
yeah.
What, I call it Tana Gucci method when you run that.
Yeah, it's an Ikijimi.
Yeah, when you run down the spine. Anyway, is the average angler going to notice a difference? Probably not, because we're not fish connoisseurs. But, you know, if it will make a difference, somebody who knows, you know, call it a professional chef or somebody who really is, you know, acquainted with premium quality fish, they're going to know.
Well, I've seen it on the Royal Star. When you run that wire up there, you think the fish is dead. You run that wire up there, and it starts, the nerves start snapping.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the coloration of the skin. It changes. That mottled thing, and they go white on you. It's actually crazy. Super cool.
Yeah,
you run it up and down there, and every little finlet,
it
goes back. But there's definitely a texture thing. I mean, to me, the even when you put it on the grill, it just melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, it officially arrests the decomposition process. So, you know, all those nerves firing along the spine, it just shuts it down.
So it makes a difference. Now, how big of a fish will you do it? Will you do it for 50-pounders on the Royal Star?
Not really.
Yeah.
No.
100-pounders?
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and there is something to the pace of it. I mean, if we catch, you know, five fish that night, it's a 50 pounders, we do it anyway, just because it's not like we're absolutely strapped. Yeah, but if there's just fish pouring on, you know, 30 to 50 pounders,
you can't do it.
You really don't need to.
What if there's 200 pounders pouring on?
Every one of them we spike them, bleed them, run that cord down the spine.
Cool.
It makes for a much better product.
Yeah,
it does. I believe it does.
So if you don't do it, what? I mean, the meat's just tense, or what?
I think you're going to get more, especially along the spine. Yeah, it's just more, you know, it's going to be a little more firm, you know.
Right.
That's my experience.
Yeah.
We need an expert on this to call in.
Jeff from Susiana Roll was on the show, and Jeff talked about it and how it makes a difference, you know, that he sees it. And he handles a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Jeff would know.
Well, I mean, here just the say the longliners that fish for, you know, the highest quality product in the world, offload the CG market and all that.
Yeah.
They all do it. So,
yeah.
I rest my case.
That's all we need to know.
That's all we need to know. Yeah. Exactly right.
For sure.
They've been doing it for thousands of years.
Right. Yeah.
Like, no, they know what they're doing.
No kidding.
Enough said.
All right. 213-432-1090. One line open there. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
Let's do it. How about Michael? Michael Cohn from Ventura. Welcome to Let's Talk a Cup.
Good morning, Pete, Corey, Tim. How are you doing today?
Good. Great. Good morning.
This is Spider.
Spider! What's up, buddy?
Tim,
how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. It's good to hear your voice. I was wondering if you could tell us about your upcoming schedule and any changes or any different trips that you might have an idea for in 2023.
I think that the biggest change in Royal Star schedule this year is we're waiting to make our long trips. I don't know if you heard the show earlier, but we actually had a big block of time shut down. We didn't schedule any trips because we anticipated a great big maintenance project, which we've got a reprieve from. So we're officially at the dock until the third week of March. And that said, I'm eyeballing a couple of weekend trips, adding a couple of weekend trips in January here. Weather dependent. I'm again, if I get a good weather window over the weekend, I'm thinking about running a day and a half trip, a 2-day trip, take advantage of this bluefin offshore. Otherwise, our official schedule does not begin until the third week of March, which we're going to start running 3-day trips, 2-day trips in an effort to target this bluefin, which, you know, again, I really...
It's here.
It's going to be here. I feel like we've got a very good spring.
And you get the right weather windows like we've had this past week. You look at the weather and you go, why not?
Exactly.
It is... When we get weather patterns like we've had this past week, not this coming week, but... It's way calmer than it is in the middle of the summer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you get
it's
that,
like a,
that light
like
Santa Ana. Yeah, it's
yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, for sure.
After a front, you get that easterly blow, and
exactly.
You get a few days of that. It's like, bring it on.
Yeah. And I've seen time and time again, you know, the old rule of thumb used to be, oh, you know, a blow goes through, and, you know, it changes, you know, mixes everything up, fish are gone. How many times have we seen this bluefin? It
doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. I mean, you just go right back out to the same place, and there they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I always say, mixes it up a little bit on the surface, but down deep, they don't care.
No, they don't know what's going on 60, 80, 100 feet down.
That's right. Well, rain, wind up there, doesn't bother them.
The fish are already wet.
That's what I say. Yeah, if it's raining, they don't care. They're already wet.
Nice to hear from you, Spider. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You have a great text, huh?
Yeah, I do. Some really good ones coming in. Just text us via the app there. And it says, hey, guys, for someone new to long-range fishing, what are your top 3 or 4 tips for tackle gear? And what I should bring, and tips would be helpful.
Good
Thank
question.
You, Rick.
Yeah, and we love hearing from guys like Rick that are new to long range fishing. And once you get bit, you are bit.
You're done.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the first thing I would say is, you know, if it's your first trip, your first venture, rent the gear. You know, you don't need to go make a big investment to start off with. If you have some gear already because you fished it local, you know, you bring your 30-pound outfit, your 40-pound outfit. For a bigger outfit, for, you know, say you're venturing one of these spring 3 days and the bluefin's around, rent a rig. Rent one of those Talica 20s.
And they have beautiful gear at Fisherman's Landing and Point Loma Sport.
Exactly.
To rent.
Exactly for that.
Yeah, you know, for that.
Those guys, they have
and
really...
they take care of it.
Yeah, they've really done a good job of increasing their inventory for targeting this fish. And that's the best way to jump into the fishery. And then, you know, of course, you're going to get hooked, at which time then you go out and consider the investment in your arsenal, which is going to include... at least, you know, one lighter outfit, 25, 30 pound. It's going to be a medium outfit, you know, 30, 40, 50 pound, and then a heavy outfit, which, going back to that Talica, it's so versatile. You really don't need a whole bunch of different rigs. Yeah, I mean, if you have four rods and a couple of them have, like, a Talica 16, a Talica 20, and a smaller, you know, you can go 12, you're pretty much prepared for anything and everything.
But if you go into Fisherman's Landing and you say, hey, I'm going on a 4 or 5 day trip on the Royal Star, and I need what I need, and say no more. They will set you up. They'll rent you the gear exactly what you need for that trip.
Exactly. And, you know, for a long, long time, there's been a change. We instituted a change on Royal Star. Remember, we used to have a lot of gear in the boat, and we would loan it out.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, honestly... that gear in the boat gets hammered.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it just gets hammered. And we had too many times where our gear was not up to speed. And recognizing that the tackle that's available for rental at Fisherman's Landing, it's pristine.
Yes.
And those guys, it's got new.
They got a guy that's all he does.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is in perfect working order. So it's way better for the angler to start a trip with gear in hand that is – perfectly tailored for that trip, for that fishing, and has been maintained impeccably.
Yeah, for sure.
It's good stuff. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Tim from the Royal Star and join all this talk. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
If you get back to the launch ramp and need extra power to run your electric tool or charge a battery, your San Diego County Ford dealer has the answer. The Ford F-150 truck now has available Pro Power on board to use your truck as a mobile generator. You will find this amazing feature on the Ford F-150 truck so useful in many different ways. What about powering a fridge or freezer to get your fish home? Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Cup.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you, by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores, where the future is for everyone.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Long-range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.